some of the strongest and loudest opinions being broadcast these days are not about terrorism or the economy. They're about sports. Last week, columnist Bob Ryan was suspended for a month by the Boston Globe for saying on television that he would like to smack the wife of pro basketball player Jason Kidd. Ryan said the kids used their 4-year-old son as a prop by taking him to his father's games. Commentator Frank DeFord says that's just the latest example of sportscasters crossing the line of decency.
Even going back into the 19th century, American sports writing has tended to be both more provocative and more distinguished. The late Bart Giamatti, academician and sports executive alike, would point out, though, that this worked in two ways. The sports pages, Commissioner Giamatti said, offered up by far the best writing in the newspaper, but it was also only in the sports pages where you would never find the word allegedly. By contrast, when sports came to be covered electronically, the golden throats were seldom anything but respectful, even worshipful. So sports writers not only did not consider broadcasters journalists, but rather despised them, perhaps especially since the play-by-play boys made so much more money. At some point, though, all of this was quickly turned on its head. Goodness gracious, it wasn't that long ago when much of America was appalled that Howard Cosell would dare utter a point of view on a sports program. But après Howard, the deluge. Sports writers, outspoken by nature, became sports speakers, louder and more obnoxious with each passing opportunistic year. One may hope you will allow me to say softly, present company accepted. Political discourse that spews out of the electronic media in this country seldom may be confused with the Algonquin Roundtable, but at least the debaters are appointed as Democrats or Republicans, so the jousting is defined. But sports debates over the airwaves are just freelance bar arguments, with the adversaries unable to duel with much that's substantive, so they employ only contempt, loudness, and exaggeration. It was only a matter of time before one of them would spout off something that went so far over the top that he'd like to smack a player's wife that an accounting was called for. The worst thing about all the sports babble is not so much that it's tiresome and smart-alecky and rude, but that it always veers toward the nasty. Gee, sports is supposed to be happy. In the long run, the radio TV jock jerks just take so much of the fun out of the fun and games. Years ago on the radio, there was a show called It Pays to Be Ignorant, in which actors impersonated morons. Now, we're too politically correct to do that now. But the MC then would, for example, say, "What color was George Washington's white horse?" And the first dummy would say, "He saw a horse in a movie last week," and the second one would say he liked popcorn at the movies, and the third, well, it would go on from there. You had to have heard it. Anyway, too often now, when I hear sports writers joining the cacophony on the air, I remember it pays to be ignorant. Only, of course, those guys were just acting dumb.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.